This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel has launched a major military operation in the occupied West Bank that has killed at least 10 people. Fiona Jones reports.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed three militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tulkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
Fiona Jones for Reuters. The Israeli military said on Wednesday that the body of a soldier abducted by Gaza militants on October 7th was rescued and taken to Israel overnight, and that his name would not be published at the request of his family. Germany and Britain are aiming at a new bilateral treaty. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The leaders of Germany and the UK are engaged in close talks on the road ahead in Berlin. Britain's Keir Starmer is hoping for a quick result.
This treaty is part of a wider reset, grounded in a new spirit of cooperation.
For his part, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has said he welcomes fellow centre-left leader Starmer's desire for a new beginning in relations with the EU. Starmer took office in early July after the previous Conservative government was trounced in an election. The two leaders are among Ukraine's biggest military backers and have stressed their commitment to keeping up that support. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Russia's foreign ministry on Wednesday said it was banning entry to Russia for 92 United States citizens, including journalists, lawyers, and the heads of what it said were key military industrial firms over what it described as Washington's Russia-phobic stance. The war in Ukraine has triggered the worst crisis in Moscow's relation with the United States since the depths of the Cold War. On Tuesday, Russia said the West was playing with fire by considering allowing Ukraine to strike deep into Russia with Western missiles. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz is making an appeal for union support in Georgia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The Minnesota governor was in Boston.
I know I'm in Red Sox country. Go Twins.
Walz was addressing a firefighters union conference, saying while he and Kamala Harris fight for organized labor and America's middle class, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are on the other side.
The only thing these guys know about working people is how to take advantage of them.
And with 69 days left until the election.
Sisters and brothers in labor, it's time for you to step up to the plate.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A rapid spread of the mpox virus in sub-Saharan Africa could intensify the financial strain that many countries in the region are already facing, according to a statement by the ratings agency Fitch. Alice Rizzo reports.
Potentially deadly mpox was declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization earlier this month after a new strain spread from Democratic Republic of Congo to neighboring states. Ivory Coast, Kenya, Rwanda, South Africa, and Uganda are some of the Fitch-rated issuers that have reported mpox cases, the ratings agency said. Some 13 African countries have reported more than 22,800 mpox cases and 622 deaths this year, the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Tuesday. In the event of a substantial increase in mpox case counts, Fitch said the main impact on economies would likely be on consumption and production.
Alice Rizzo for Reuters. Questions about the safety of Tesla's full self-driving system are growing. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
A series of alarming recent incidents with Tesla's full self-driving system, including a Seattle area crash that killed a motorcyclist in April, has drawn the attention of federal regulators who were already investigating the company's automated driving systems because of dozens of crashes that raised safety concerns. The problems have led people who monitor autonomous vehicles to become more skeptical that Tesla's system will ever be able to operate safely on a widespread scale. Some analysts say they doubt Tesla is even close to deploying a fleet of autonomous robo-taxis by next year, as CEO Elon Musk predicted. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.